We need the Hillside winners after the track report, and joining me to cover those is Dean Lester. Good morning, Dean.
Yeah, good morning, Chuck.
And Warren Huntley, of course. Warren, how are you?
I'm going very well, thanks, Mick.
And the man with all the markets to help us through the next little 10, 15-minute preview is Trent Langscale from the Tab. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Sharky.
Very, very good. We might start with you, Trent, and get a market run for race number one at the Hillside track, please.
Well, for the first here, we have Horial Splendor, who is the favourite, has been a touch easy this morning from $2.15 to $2.25. The firmer has been Paraef, who has come in from $3.50 to $2.90. They are the dominant pair. You have Celestial Warrior, who has had admirers as much as 8 into $6.50. Not a single secret has eased from $7.50 to $8.50 this morning. The other galloper in single figures is AeroZoom at $9.50. Then it's 19 or bigger the rest. The top two in the market, they're tightening here, Sharky. You have Sartorial Splendor, $2.25. Paraef, who's come in from $3.50 to $2.90 since 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Trent. Dean, we'll start with you. How do you see the first playing out? It's an interesting race, I guess, because we get that hype horse Sartorial Splendor having his third start and probably just got a little bit keen there at Caulfield last time, do you think?
Probably got a little bit keen, Shark, and he also, 1,200 metres from an inside draw. He just probably had to really kick up. I like the draw for him today. Barrier 8 of 10 after the scratchings. I think he's probably got one speed horse outside him, Taraef, and maybe Dressmaker to his inside. He's got a little bit of tactical speed, a first starter, but I would have thought he can run this race a lot more on his own terms as opposed to Caulfield, where he had to, as you said, drive through and ultimately get a bit keen, and he was gassed out by the 200 metre mark.
Okay, and what do you fancy? What are you picking to win?
Yeah, I'm going with him, Sartorial Splendor. I think the Dangers might be a first starter and not a single secret. I think she's a really nice filly for Mick Price. I thought she galloped out really nicely in a recent Caulfield trial. 9, Taraef has got the race experience on the board at Sandown Hillside, ran well on debut. And AeroZoom looked to be in a winnable race yesterday at Sale, was scratched, kept for this race in preference. I think it'll be better maybe at 1,200, but it'll be certainly strong at the end of the race. And if these on-pace runners sort of bust each other open, it'll be the one that'll be strongest late. But I'm with Sartorial Splendor, 1, 12, 9 and 2.
I like that not a single secret jump out. Warren, did you catch that? And what did you think of that effort?
Yeah, it looked to have a really good cruising speed and then quicken nicely at the end of that jump out. I think she's a factor for sure. Didn't have a lot between numbers 1 and 9, and I actually sided with 9 Taraef, so I certainly thought that that was value in early markets. I thought her debut was good. We've seen Absolute Flirt come out of that to win a stakes race in Adelaide, so the form around it's good. Just a little gear change with the cheekers going on. I thought had a terrific chance of toppling the favourite, who can certainly win back to 1,000 metres here. A real raw talent, but the fact that John Sadler's pressed on with him tells me he's coping with the campaign, and I'll agree with Dean, I don't mind him drawn out a bit where he doesn't have to really hustle to hold a spot, he can just glide across. 12, not a single secret. I agree with both of you guys that jump out was encouraging, and I like the official trial of number 3, Celestial Warrior, who rode the speed, was asked to do a bit, but then did respond. And I suppose one of the sidelines to today's meeting is the battle between Ollie and Craig Williams as they fight out the Jockeys Premiership, with Craig with a bit of a dominant lead at the moment. 9, 1, 12 and 3.
Okay, let's roll on to race number 2, 1,000 metre benchmark 70 for the mares. We scratch number 2 and number 10. Trent, what's the market doing?
Sharky, there's been a change of favouritism this morning. There hasn't been too much change in regards to the pricing, but Atlantica has tightened from $3.70 to $3.60, whereas Soul Star has eased from $3.60 to $3.70, so just a chop and change between the two. Kaizamba just out a smidge, $4.80 to $5. Capare, $7.50. The other gallopers in single figures are Seguin and Chalcidian at $9 and $9.50 respectively. $13 or better for the remainder of the field. So only 10 cents separating the top two, Atlantica 360 and Solstar 370 for the second.
Warren, Atlantica gets blinkers for the first time. I didn't mind her trial effort on May 6 with those blinkers on. What did you fancy in the race?
Yeah, I like that effort, Shark. I think she's going well, and there looks to be reasonable speed in this race because Amber, Seguin and others, Petite's Reward out wider, can roll forward. Even Prahara will be there somewhere. So I think it'll be a smart ride that wins the race, because it might be one that can just get a spot just behind the speed and then have that stalking role. And I thought Atlantico certainly could be in one of those positions with the benefit of the blinkers going on. And I also thought Soul Star, who's been freshened since a reasonably fruitful campaign in Sydney could run well. I liked her recent trial in Sydney. She's not a regular winner, but she's been unlucky on a couple of occasions. I think this race can set up well enough for her, although she might need to just work away from nearer the inside. I'm going to go with 8 Soul Star. The tongue tie comes off here. Like that trial in Sydney. She didn't win last prep, but she continued to run well. She just needs that next win on the board. Atlantic hits the blinkers on, fitter for a couple of runs back and a trial in between, as you've referenced. 1 Kazamba, also been back to the trial since that first up run, and 5 Scapare, another one that I think can just watch it all unfold and have that last crack. 8, 4, 1, and 5.
A friend of mine with a little share in Soul Star will be very happy that you're confident about its chances. Warren, Dean, what about you? How do you read the second?
I thought it was a tricky race, Shark, because I'm tipping a horse with a bad strike rate in number 8, Soul Star, but I love that recent trial at Randwick with Eckstein, and just think she obviously prepped up well there, and with the claim for T.O. Nugent, I think it's a lovely race for her, so I'm leaning her way with that. Great confidence. I like Scapare best when she's fresh. That's the scenario. She was given a very quiet trial same day as you mentioned with Atlantica's trial. Horse I thought would win on Stall Cup Day was Chalcidian. She was a bit slow to begin, and then they bustled her up. I just hope a quiet ride, one run down the centre, she could improve sharply because she was going really well before that. And I've put in Praha next best. It was either Praha or Atlantica. I thought it was, one, even though it's a small field, one of the trickier races of the day. 8, 5, 6, and 9.
There you go. My old mate Damo, if you're listening, two of the best judges in the country, just pick your horse on top. I think he would have just blown the roof off his house in Geelong there listening to that, if he was listening. Race 3, 2400 metre benchmark, 64. We scratch numbers 2, 6, 10 and 14. Trent, what's the market doing here?
The favourite has been well supported in the third race here, Clark. We have Skelm, who opened $5 when betting was available on Monday. Now at the top of the market at $3.70. Orvu hasn't changed from the $5 mark this morning. You have American in Paris just out of tweak from $5.50 to $6. Ruderan has been solid at $7.50 this morning. A couple of others in single figures. They are Arahata at $8. Also Midas Prince $9. $16 or bigger for the remainder of the field there in the third. But noting that Skelm has been well back since the market originally went up. $5 for Skelm, now a $3.70 elect.
And Dean, importantly, Skelm gets the services of John Allen, who's riding so well at the moment.
Yes, he is, and I think he gets a great chance here with Skelm, but the speed's probably, I would have thought Count Zero, Poor Vu from out wider, and maybe even My 409, and there's a few there that I think will hold their spots, like American in Paris, Paragon, Rue de Rennes, all got enough tactical speed. So whilst there's not a clear-cut leader, Shark, I think the speed will be good enough, and good enough for Skelm maybe to get over the top of them. I thought that was the problem at Bendigo last start. He had to make a long, sustained run off a slow speed, and it was a really good run. He's a winner here at Sandown. I think he'd be very hard to beat. Midas Prince, I like the way he's progressing for Aaron Purcell. He won 3 starts back. I thought he ran really well at the Bull, and he's now looking for 2,400. American in Paris, placed in the St. Ledger. He's got a big weight, but offset with the claim, and has come up well for the Simon Wild team, and maybe Arahata. Now that I've always had a little bit of time for, and I like the gear change to the blinkers going back on out to the longer trip with a claim, but pretty keen on Skelm to win today, Shark. I think this is his race, 8, 4, 1, 12.
Okay, Skelm with a bit of confidence. Warren, did you see it the same way?
Yeah, I think he was the obvious unlucky runner at Bendigo last start, and the way the race shaped up and then having to duck and weave in the straight certainly didn't count against him. I think if he holds that form deep into the campaign, then he's clearly the one to beat. Now, I know he's a younger horse, taking on the older horses here, but American in Paris was terrific last start in the St. Ledger and gets the claim here. I think he can measure up despite the fact that he's posted up there at the top of the weights before the claim. 13, Ruderenz had a long preparation also, which is a little bit of a gap between runs to get some spring to back in her step. And if D-Day hasn't arrived for Paul Vu, it's here today, riding the speed, getting fitter, and at benchmark 64 grade. If Paul Vu doesn't kick on a little bit better today, then I'll be dropping off. But I think it's a terrific race for Skelm, 8, 1, 13 and 3.
Race 4 at Sandown today is a 1600 metre benchmark, 84. We scratch number 7, Mr. Belvedere, which is a shame. I was looking forward to seeing him. Trent, where's the money going in the fourth?
The main money here, Sharky, this morning has been for the favourite, Connery, as much as $2.80 at 8 o'clock, now at $2.50. Inquiry not too far behind, as the second elect at $2.70. Raw Lace at $4.20. And they're the three in single figures. You're getting out to $12 for Lord Durante, $13 for Bedford, and $19 or bigger for the remainder of the field there in the fourth. Connery, though, well supported as the favourite this morning. At one stage, $2.80, now $2.50.
Warren, Connery was awesome, I thought, first up, quickening through the field at Warrnambool, but he's a little bit out of his grade here, on the handicap ratings at least.
He is. I mean, he does get that weight relief, but not as much as his rating would allow him if it was a full spread in the weights. And he's probably going to get off the speed to some extent. I would have thought Inchwary gets control of the speed here, and Dwayne Dunnabord from a good draw, maybe out wider, Travie, my friend, might come across and getting fitter. It's a while since we've seen the old Lord Durandy that used to ride the speed, but maybe getting fitter, he might be in a position where he could be ridden a little bit more positively. I think Inchwary probably get control of the tempo, and I do take your point about Connery, but I think he's got real upside, and I think it might have been almost a bit of a bonus win on the fresh side at Warrnambool at 1400 metres. Love the way he found the line. Fitter with that run under the belt, and with Craig Williams to map out the path for him. I'm going to go with 10 ahead of 4 Inchwary. I think they might have even gone a little bit slow in the middle stages of that race last start, and Sir Pippin built the momentum out wide, but I think Inchwary will make it a real test. 2 Royal Aces, Fitter for one run back from a spell, and now with the Danny O'Brien stable. And I thought 5 Bedford. I think the race falls away. Bedford had a jump out a little while ago. He's had some time to build some fitness since that jump out, and 1600 metres a suitable kickoff point for him. But I thought it was a reasonably skinny race. 10-4-2-5.
10-4-2-5 for Warren. Dean, Warren makes a great point. The race does fall away a little bit, so if Connery's going to race out of his grade on figures at least, this is probably the one to have a go at.
Yeah, it is a good chance to have a go at Shark, but I think Royal Ace should be the one to beat. I thought he ran well at Warrnambool. Heard Danny O'Brien this morning on the Breakfast Club say that he's not a great track worker, so they didn't go in with a great guide at Warrnambool, but I thought he came out of that run pretty well behind Curra. Last time in, he won the Peninsula Cup beating Call of the Day, who's been running well. I think he's a good weight carrier. He won that good 78 on Maui Cup Day, carrying plenty of weight. So I think he's the one to beat. I think Connery, as you said, out of the handicap, but really this is the race to have a go at, and he looks the main danger. Inchwary, gee, I think Michael Poy's been rolling really nicely on this horse and running well. He gets a senior today in Dwayne Dunn. If he's ridden in a similar vein, I think he'll run well. And I'll put him Break My Stride next best. Just getting a little bit fitter, maybe next best. Drops away quickly. I think 2 or 10 are the winning chances. I'm going with 2. 2 to beat 10, 4 and 8.
Okay, that's a look at race 4. Let's go to race 5, an 1800 metre benchmark 64. We scratch 3, 8, 11, 16 and 17. I fancied a roughie here, number 6, Prince Albie. Trent, what's the market doing, and has there been any money for that roughie?
Well, in the first leg of the quaddie here, Sharky, this is complete guesswork. You might need a fair viewing just for yourself there. Prince Albie is currently a $15 chance with Tabfix odds. Higher up in the market, we have Harry Run and Dunlani. They are sharing favouritism at $5.50. Mellors and Hostar, they're both at 6. Sure the Shine is also at the $6 mark. The Rosa, $7.50. Once again, Prince Albie at 15. And Meteor Light is a $16 chance. There's plenty of hopes here, Shark. Just looking at the market, the biggest shortener from the opening prices on Monday has been Hostar, who's been 8 into 6. But this is a really tough assignment to start the quaddie. Harry Run and Dunlani, equal favourites, $5.50.
Yeah, Dean, a couple of these favourites have drawn wide, haven't they? Tavi Run and Hostar in particular. What was your read on the race, how it may be run, and who do you fancy will win?
Yeah, I think Tavi Run probably is. He goes forward and Hostar goes back of those two wide draws. Shark, I think Mellors is the company for Tavi Run out wide, perhaps Mosh Way. And the inside two draws, I think, of Meteor Light, Tucson, Arizona, will hold their spot. So I think reasonable speed. I think it's a pretty even race. I'm interested a little bit in 9 Dunlani. I thought she won very well 3 starts back at Moonee Valley. She was thwarted by just a farcical tempo here at Sandown 2 starts back. And even that form didn't work out too bad with Paul and Amina going on to win the Terrain Cup. And last start, probably the opposite, ridden a little bit close to a good speed. So I just think this is a nice race for her maybe to bounce back, but it is getting back into preparation maybe. 14 Sure to Shine, Bevan Lamming's got this one going well. I think 1800's as far as she wants, but she gets a great run. DeRosa's had the two runs back, looks close to a win. And Mellors, who I thought would be battling to break its maiden the way it was going last preparation, has come back well. Third, first up, and then wins 2 in a row. He's in good form and he'll be on the pace. But pretty even sort of race, Shark. 9, 14, 15 and 5.
9 Dunlani on top for Dean. Warren, what were your thoughts?
Most even leg of the Quaddie Shark, but the market's allowing you to sort of back a few, maybe. And I think that the Shorter Shine, despite the fact that this racing preparation's been spread out a bit, I think she's flying. Been back to the trial since her last run, and I think with Craig Williams aboard and some pressure out wide, she'll get a nice run. And I think it's a little bit over the odds, 14 Shorter Shine. Mallows has certainly found that winning habit this campaign. Was a bit frustrating the previous start, but certainly not badly graded here, and the claims are positive. 10 Host Stars are one of my favourites. I thought the run at Warrnambool was good and should be right at peak fitness now. Probably has to just get him a little bit of a start from that draw, but the claims are also a positive. And take on board everything said about Dunlaney. Just things haven't worked out, particularly the last couple. Certainly capable of bouncing back here. I'm loading up this leg of the quaddie, but I do think 14's value ahead of 5, 10 and 9.
Okay, maybe a race we can go a little bit wider in there for the first leg of the quad. The second leg, race 6, is, again, over 1,800 metres, a benchmark 70 for the mares. We scratch 4 and 6. I thought this was a pretty tough race. Trent, is the market sort of giving us any lead at all?
There are a fair few in single figures here, Sharky. Noting, though, that B tempted the favourite. Opened 370 on Monday and is now at the top of the market at $3.30, and that's where the main support has been. Paint the Town, too, currently on the second line at 440, solid at that price this morning. La Belle Jude, just out a fraction this morning, 650 to 7. Outside of that, you have Jane's Angel at 8. No Money, No Honey and Tartar the Goose, they're both at 950. Just noting, specking today has been for Tartar the Goose, as much as 15 to 950, and it's 15 or better for the rest of the field there. Be tempted. Open 370, now a $3.30 favourite, but just from this morning, a bit of specking at a price for Tartar the Goose, 15 to 9.50.
Warren, I think most punters looked at Be Tempted at Warrnambool at her last start and just thought she might be a put-in, take-out job based on that Pakenham win when she beat Vinland, but I don't know, did she get too far back, or did she not handle the soft, or was it just an off day for her?
I just don't think the race shaped up that well for her. She was in a world of pain from the start. I thought it might have been a bit too soon to mention that for a few of the Warrnambool punters. She was a bit of an anchor for the week for many, I think. I just think you have to be forgiving of where she was in the run, the way the race shaped up, the way the track was playing, so to speak. I've got to forgive her here. I think Moscow Red probably holds a spot from the inside, and I wouldn't even be surprised to see La Belle Jude at this trip on the fresh side from out wide roll across. And I think Tarada Goose probably holds a spot from the inside also. Reasonable speed, long run in here. We'll have a bit of a handle the way the track's playing at this stage. But I'm just putting a pen through that run at Warrnambool. It was a pretty painful watch if you're on Be Tempted and can bounce back here. One ahead of 8. Paint the Town too, actually going very well. Another one of Bevan Lemmings that's had a tick over trial since the last run and looks to be going very well. They're the key runners for me. No Money, No Honey was good doing the ducking and weaving and winning a race during the Warrnambool Carnival, which that form generally holds up in the subsequent weeks. And 11 Jane's Angel getting fitter and napping pretty well for me. 1-8-9-11.
Okay, Warren, giving Be Tempted another chance. Dean, are you in a forgiving mood as well?
I have to be, Shark, because I think she's the best horse clearly in the race. And at previous 5 starts, there was no hint of what would happen there. And Patrick Payne, such a good trainer. I'm just banking on him having Be Tempted right to bounce back. But it is, yeah, it's that little niggle in your mind. But I am tipping her. Jane's Angel, I think, probably 1,800 as far as she wants, but a good draw in Damien Oliver, who really got her to go the day that he won on her. 8, Paint the Town 2, racing consistently, and Moscow Red gets a cheap run. But Be Tempted holds the absolute key to the race, because her best, we know, is probably a fair bit better than these. 1, 11, 8 and 2.
Yeah, hopefully she turns up, and hopefully that long hillside straight can bring her into the race and allow her to finish off as we know she can. Race 7 at Hillside today is a 1,300-metre benchmark 64 for the 3-year-old fillies. There's plenty of races for the fillies and mares on there today. We scratch numbers 4, 5, 8 and 17. Trent, I reckon the market would be pretty firm around number 10, Sovereign Award. Has anything been back to beat it?
Not really, Sharky. This has been the best supported runner on the card at Sandown today. You spoke of Sovereign Award. When the market was posted on Monday, $4.80 was the opening price. That was snapped up reasonably quickly. And since 8 o'clock this morning, Sovereign Award has firmed from $2.80 to $2.50. Diamond Bliss on the second line at $4.60. There hasn't been too much change in that price this morning. Al Hamhana at 8.50, then to the double figures, headed by Classic Choice at 11, and at $13 you have Jones a Jet and also Consortium. But can only reiterate, Shark, the best supported on the card at Sandown today comes up in the seventh race, and that is Sovereign Award, who is now a $2.50 favourite.
Dean, it was a big, big win, a seven-length margin, but what about the quality of those behind her? We like to see horses sort of slingshot out of those, but looking back at that form, was it any good?
They're over a second behind those, Shark, let's be fair. Seven yeah,
true,
lengths.
True that.
I'm looking more at the 2.5 lengths to Tefane, who all but beat Vella Road in the Euclid Stakes. I think
that's a bit better.
Probably your reference. I think she uses the gate. You've drawn barrier two. Shark in the Water will be prominent. Honeysuckle Choice, Our Campana, and probably Consortium from out wide might try and press on. But, I've got to think that Sovereign Award, I thought she made really good improvement, even though she beat moderate company. I just thought she just handled her day at the races that little bit better, and I think will be better again third up, and see no reason why she won't win. I think the market's well and truly found her. The improver might be Diamond Bliss. I'd love to see her just ridden a little bit quieter. I think she's come out just a bit keen at her two runs this time in, and it's dulled her finish. I just think if Damien Oliver can get her in behind, come with one run, she could be the danger if there is one. Six, Our Campana's been racing well, beat the Older Mares last start, back to fillies, great, and does run time when she wins, so she's an encouraging type. And Classic Choice has had this virtually never-ending prep, and all of a sudden she's really improved. It's quite remarkable. Her run to Fidelia last start was a career best. If she's got another really good run in her, she might be next best. But I think Sovereign Award's the key to the race, and Diamond Bliss could be the improver. 10, 14, 6, 11.
That's probably a good point Dean made. She did virtually lap them there last start, Warren. Is she on top with you two?
Clearly for me, Shark, and I think the form reference through her previous run with Tefane being unlucky at Caulfield and then running so well in the Euclid Stakes tells you that that she's the benchmark. And interesting that Danny O'Brien's put the earmuffs on just on what was such a dominant winning combination and set of gear at Geelong, just trying to even improve that little bit further. She's clearly the one to beat. I see the race very similarly to Dean. Diamond Bliss, I've been batting up for her, and she's been running well, and maybe just that little bit off the speed, she can be strong late here and get the opportunity to do that the way this race might set up. Six Our Campanas, just put those consecutive wins together, and also I've got a little interest in Jones a Jet, probably gets off the speed to some extent, but I think she's got a good degree of talent and she should be strong late. 10, 14, 6 and 9.
Always wary of a tip from an owner, but a nice little push in there for a minor placing from Warren with Jones a Jet. Let's have a look at race number 8. And reminding, we are live from Sandown Greyhounds here, so the sound of the lure in the background, you're not dreaming about that. There are dogs trialling while we're going through this Sandown Hillside Thoroughbreds preview. 1,300 metre benchmark 70, the last at Hillside today. Scratch 6, 13, 14, 16, and 17. Trent, this looks like a tough way to come home in the quaddy.
That is right there, Sharky. Although the top two in the market, they have trimmed up this morning. Aristocratic Mist, 370 to 350, and also Moet Rose, 420 to $4. Holy Command, just out a fraction from 460 to 480 since 8 o'clock this morning. Camp View, 650. Rebellious Lord is the last of those in single figures at 9. Then the gap to Good Idea, who heads the rest at 16. But in the last there at Sandown, there has been a firm, albeit a small one, for Aristocratic Miss, 370 to 350, and also Moet Rose, 420 to $4.
Okay, Warren, lead us home here in the last. Who do you fancy?
Well, I think from a low draw, Aristocratic Miss probably can hold a spot with, I thought, inside Holy Command probably is the speed, and out wider, Moet Rose and Aerospeed probably come across, and maybe just looking to tuck in behind them would be Chelsea McFarlane, maybe a pair or so further back. And I think back from stakes raid with those runs under the belt from a good draw in a race where there's a little bit of speed both inside and out, it might set up okay for number 10, Aristocratic Miss. Moet Rose is getting fitter. She's building to another win. I think she can probably come across from that wider barrier draw with Holy Command from that inside barrier draw, holding a spot there. Three of the key runners for me. And I thought 8 Camp View, just back slightly in distance, might be a positive there. 10, 12, 2 and 8.
10, 12, 2 and 8 in the last for Warren. Dean, what are your thoughts?
On with Aristocratic Miss. She's had the two runs in. She's going very well. I think 54.5 kilos in this grade makes it hard to beat. The one win from 17's a concern, but she doesn't run at benchmark level very often, so I think she's well placed. Pretty comfortable that Rebellious Lord's actually the best horse in this race, whether he just needs one run and further, but I respect him. Moat Rose is going well. What she does need now is another win. She's been very competitive this campaign, and I'll put in 8 camp view. I think senior rider back on might make a big difference to this horse. Can bounce back. 10, 3, 12 and 8.
And Dean, can I get your best value and your quaddie numbers, please?
Yep, absolutely. The best shark for me is race 3, number 8, Skelm. The value, he's not a big price, but I don't think the market's caught up with him yet, and that's race 4, number 2, Royal Ace. The quaddie, first leg, 5, 9, 14, 15. Second leg, 1, 2, 8, 11. Third leg, 6, 10, 11 and 14. And the last leg, 3, 8, 10 and 12.
Lovely. And Warren, your best value and your quaddie numbers, please.
Race 7, number 12, Sovereign Awards, my best shark, and value about race 5, number 14, Sure to Shine. Loading up the first leg of the quaddie with numbers 5, 7, 9, 10, 14 and 15. 1, 8, 9, 11 in the second leg, 10 and 14 in the third, and home with numbers 2, 8, 10 and 12.
And Trent, before we let you all go, the best back runner, please, at Sandown Hillside today with a tab.
The best back sharky, race 7, number 10, Sovereign Award, once again well supported. Into $2.50 favouritism. Just to recap, just the prices for both Dean and Warren, best and value. For Dean, his best, race 3, number 8, Skelm, currently the $3.70 favourite. His best value, race 4, number 2, Royal Ace, $4.20 the win and $1.50 the place with tab fixed odds. For Warren, his best, race 7, number 10, Sovereign Award, once again, well back, $2.50. Favourite there, and his best value, race 5, number 14, Sure to Shine, $6 the win, $2.30 the place, with that fixed odds.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Trent. Thank you, Dean, and thank you, Warren. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Shark.
Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and Trent Langsow there helping us out with the preview of Sandown Hillside. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back on the other side with a big player at tomorrow night's Sandown Greyhound Meet.